If you turn the top tasteless, the Neitzor is animated Lochem. Rabbi Yeshua was asked to Paskin in the Machlokes Beishami and Beishilu how we Paskin in the Indian of Tzoras Habas, Tzoras Erve, that he didn't want to Paskin in the Shaila. But he said, one thing he said, that the Bnei Tzoras Animeid Lechem, that the Bnei Tzoras, that means of Beis Hillel, that they got married Lashuk. So, according to Beis Shammai, they could become Kahanim Gedolim. That means there was no Pagam Kohune. There's no Pgam Kune from Chai V'Lavin. Abiyas Chai V'Lavin does not make Pogam L'Kune. And Melehu Adin Vlad Machzik Rishosoy. B'nei Tzos Ani Meid Lechem. So Teisva says, D'ksheirem Afle Beishamay. V'im Toima. So Teisva asks, Amir D'kekashe. Lishmuel the Mesafkele Beisha Rabbe Ikdushin Taifsin Beyavama Lashuk. Shmuel is Mesupik if Kedushin is Taifis Beyavama Lashuk. No, and that's sad that Kedushin is Taifis in Kem Pshita Dikshayra. So then there is no Shaila whatsoever what the din is with the children of Yavama Lashuk. The Miyad Shekitcho, because as soon as that someone marries her, someone Minashuk marries her, Pokalozike. So she becomes an Erve on the Yavam. She becomes an Eshesish. And Memele, so Bishas, he's Boyal her, he's Boyal an Ishe that is Eish Yavam Alashuk. So what is the Shaila over here? Kidemrinen b'shemeres yavam shekidish achaisa. We learned if an isha falls liyibum and the yavam married her sister, shekidusheho mafki in hayibum. So now there's no mitzvah of yibum anymore. She became now an erve. So there's no zike. She's not a yavam malashuk anymore. So lechayre satayisus esks amoyredike kashe. So what is the shaila of the Gemara? They had asked Rabbi Yeshua the shaila, and fakert p'tachsim the Maram says that Shmuel was mesupik kedushin es taifes. So be poishet from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua had a whole pilpul. If the children are kosher, not kosher, appear on the kal v'chayma. There's no such a chetimtze. A ben yavam alashuk is not, and there's no such a chetimtze of a ben yavam alashuk. The minute you make kedushin, so she becomes an erva and snifka the zika. V'yeshloime deloy domi. That is a difference between someone in ashuk marries yavame and she becomes an eshesish, or a Yavam marries the sister of the Yavaman. The Hosam, when a Yavam marries the sister of the Yavaman, Einshim Takona Lasish et is Yavim. There's no Takona whatsoever that you could now make there should be a mitzvah of Yibum. She's an Achis Isha now. She ain't lahom isachoish, he can't kill the sister, he can't kill his wife. Avala yevomos and iskacha leshuk, efshel esakein aide geirishin shetis yabim. But that which she is an ashes ish, that is not mafki yezike, because you can give her a get, and she'll become ois ashes ish. Hilkach loipoka zike. So Taisus differentiates between the Elva of Eishes Ish and the Elva of Achis Isha. The Elva of Achis Isha, the minute the Yavama becomes such an Elva. So it is not Biyad HaOdom to make her Eis Elva. So this Elva is Mavkiya the Zike. Masha'en came the Elva of Eishes Ish. So this is an Elva that is Biyad HaOdom to make Eis Elva. So such an Elva is not Mavkiya the Zike. The Mephoshim Amoira, Taisvis, and Daf Yudah Med Aleph, Ares Takashe, that Taisvis found is another tzir of, there's another Elva that patters a Torah, a tzir of Eishes Ish, with Kedushei Chutz. Taisvis Muchetzich. So there Taisvis did not at all say this chilek that that an Eishes Ish is different than Achis Isha. Taisvis has a problem. And here Taisvis says such a chilek. So the Mephoshim, Rab Ruven, Rab Shmuel, Zochanim Levroche, they say that there's two in Yonim. Taisvis and Daf Yud is speaking about an Elve Bishas Nefila. That we learn out from a posik that an Elve is Mavkiya Mitzvah Yibum. And then there's a din hukshu kol arayis ladodi, there's a hekish merab yoine. So all arayis patar atzore, all arayis are mufkef and mitzvah shibum. So then you can't say sforelech to differentiate this erva from this erva. But here we're speaking about an erva la'acha nefila. That means you had a yevoma fell liyibum. And now she became an erva. The Pasuk of Oleho is not speaking about such a case, that when she became an Erva Lacha Nefila. No, the din is, it's Mavkiya the Zika because it's impossible to make Yibum. So there it's not out the Pasuk of Oleho, there is because there's an impossibility to make Yibum, so that is Mavkiya the Zike. So here Taisvah says, but by Nesha she said, it's possible to make Yibum. You can give her a get. So Memele, so it's not Mavkiya the Zike. So Afilu Altsashis Ish, Afilu Altsashis Ish, there's still a Zike. I mean, we had on the Gemara, Daf Tezvov, that Rab Shimon Gamliel tainet to Rab Yochanan ben Uri. He said, what's going to be with the tzoros of Beisil that got married? If you make a takone, they need chalitza, so there'll be nimis abalayim. So we see that even though when they're married, he can give chalitza when they're married. I mean, how do we understand these two things? Kol shen elo yibn and elo chalitza. No pshat is, and eishes ish is not mafkiya the zike. That's what Taisa says over here. It's not a svore. No, it's a posik. The posik tells us that even through avaya, there's still an issa leishzo. So why is it an issa leishzo? As long as there was an avaya, so she's an Eishes Ish already, so it's Nifke the Zika. Why is there a Nisa? So we see from the Pasuk that there is a Nisa. So the Pasuk is Megala that the issues of a Yevam Leshuk is not Mavkiya the Zika. Toshma, Mimei Rabbi Doisi ben Halkinas Hutro Tzores Abbas Lochem. Bizman Rab Doisi ben Akines became Hutter Tzoros Abbas Lachem. People started being Miyabim Tzoros Abbas. said Masa Shema Mina Osu Shema Mina. So here we see Osu. Gufa. Let's see what does Rashi say. Bimei Rabbi Daisi Hutre Ochiv Shel Rab Daisa. Not Rab Daisa was Mata. We'll see a whole Maisa that tomorrow is going to bring. Ochiv Shel Rab Daisa Shoye Metalmidei Beishama Hitiro Kedetoni Lekamo. But also Alpi V'Noagul Kain. And the Olam, we'll see the brother of Rab Daisa was Arizik et Talmud Chacham. And he was Matar Tzoras Abbas, and the Olam accepted it, and they did it. When Miyabim Tzoras Abbas, Gufen, Bimei Rabbi Doise ben Akines Eitiru Tzoras Abbas La'achim, Bohoya Hadovor Kosher La'chachomim, Imnei Shechochem Godol Hoya. It was very difficult, this matzav for the Chachmei Ador, because Rab Daisa was a Rizika Talmud Chacham, and they were under the impression that Rab Daisa was Mata Tzora Sabas. Be'ein of Komul, he was unable to see Milovi LeBeis HaMedrash. He used to learn home, he stopped coming to the Beis Medrash. Omru Miyelech V'yedioi. So someone has to go to him and tell him what's happening. The Olam Tzachon Gechapt in his Heter, and the Matar Tzoras Abbas, and somebody has to tell him that it's kosher the Chachomim. This is the Chachmei Yisrael are very much against it. Omahlan Rabbi Yeshua Ani Eilech. I'll go. We're going to visit Rab Daisa. The Ach of me, who's going to go together with him? Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Yeshua was the Abbezen. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah was the Nosi. The Ach of me, and afterwards is going to go Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is going to go. Rabbi Kiva was from the Gedolei HaChachomim. So he's going to go along. Holchu v'omdu al Pesach Beisai. So they went, these three chachomim, and they stood on the Pesach Beisai of Rab Daisa. Nichneso shivchosoi, so the shivcha of Rab Daisa entered, omro loi, Rebbe, chachme Yisrael boim etzlecho. The chachme Yisrael are coming. Omro loi, yikonsu, let them come in. V'nichneso. So they entered. Tavsoi le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Daisa was unable to see. He chapped on Rabbi Yeshua by Shivu al Mita Shalzot. Rabbi Yeshua was afbezen by Klal Yisrael. He put him down al Mita Shalzot. Omalei, so Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Daisa, Rabbi, I'm not the only one. There's others here also. Tell them also to sit. Who else is here? Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. The Nosi. Omar v'yeshloi ben Lazariah. Azariah had a son. Chavireinu. Kora olav ha-mikro azeh na'ha yisi gam zakanti. The Marsha explains that Azariah was a wealthy person. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was also wealthy. We'll see later, Rabbi Doise, the Marsha brings down from the Rambam, lived in the beginning of the second bias. So, and now Rabbi Kiva was Berech Mestama 100 years after the Chuban of the Bayis. So he was Ayid Azokin. The Gemara says, Seif Yomov, his eyes got a little weak. He couldn't come to the Beis Medrash anymore, but he was Azokin Mufli. So Lamais Anizakanti, but I see Baruch Hashem, Lisi Tzadik Nezov, the Azariah was wealthy and Atazun Nosi. Fine. Tavsei v'shivei al mita shalza. Also, it's the nosi, so you have to give him a mokim mechuba to sit on. Omalei, Now, Rabbi Yeshua was still persistent. Rabbi Amela Tamidecha Achav Yeshua. There's another Talmud over here. You have to imchabed him to sit. Omalayu Mihu Akiva ben Yosef. Omalay Atu Akiva ben Yosef Sheshimcha Hoylech Misayfa Hoylam Batsayfa Shev Beni Shev. He didn't give him a mitzvah shel zov, but you should sit down. Kamoyscha Yirbu Bi Yisrael. So the Marsha says that Rabbi Kivat Kishtam from Geirim was Mnebonov Shel Sisra. He said, Kamoyscha Yirbu Bi Yisrael, Azaz Chayre should come out from Yidin. I mean, not we should have others that come from Geirim. They should from Yidin. We should have a Zolcha Peiris like you. Kamoyscha Yirbu Bi Yisrael. So they started, they didn't want to straight go to the point. They wanted it. Memret and learning. Ad shegiu l'tzores habas. Till they came to tzores habas. Om gulei tzores habas mal. What's the deal with tzores habas? Om la machlekes beishami beisil. Haloche kedivrei mi. Amalem naloch ki beisilu. The loch is like beisilu. Tzoros habas is also. Amru leivelo mishimcha. Amru aloch ki beishamai. What do you mean? In the streets they're talking. They're matter tzoros habas, and they say mishimcha your name. They say that you are matter tzoros habas. Amar lehem, doisa shmatem, oi ben hakina shmatem. What did they say? That doisa was mata, or the son of Hakinas was mata? Amrulei, chayai, rebi, stam shmanu. Taka, they didn't say doisa. They said the son of Hakinas was mata. Amar lehem, ach koten yeshli. I have a younger brother. Well, if he was around 500 years old, so the brother was a little younger, he wasn't, Becher Sotnu. He's a Gavaldike Chorich, and he's a very determined person. What he holds is right. He does what he holds is right. V'yoynosen Shemoy, v'humi Talmidei Shamay, v'zoru shelo yekapech eschem b'halochis. Now be careful when you're going to talk with him. He could slug all of you up. He has uh 300 tshuvis b'tzoras habas. I once heard over from, they said over, B'shem Rabban Zecheinu Levroche, that the Goyin said that the first drosh he's going to say be Yeshiva Shalmaila is going to be on the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and he hears a drosh for 3 days to shlug up to Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Goyin said. That's going to be his first drosh be Yeshiva Shalmaila. So Rabban was moisef on this. A drosha for 3 days, the way the Goyin spoke. I mean, the Goyin was Moyredik Nat, he wasn't a flowery speaker. We look at the Goyis Agroa, he wrote very Bekitze. But that is a drosha for 3 days. So we can show for the tshuvis of Yoinis and Ben Arkines. He had 300 tshuvis. It wasn't Poshet tshuvis, it was Rizik tshuvis. Tzoros Habas is Mutter. Aber mehr da nie allein schon mein Wort, ist er mir die Kecharef, er teilt jetzt so aus Abbas' Mutter, schon mit durch ist er Yosef Chagai Hanovi, wo Omar schläuche Dworm. I personally heard from Chagai Hanovi, in the beginning of the second bias, I heard from Chagai Hanovi, schläuche Dworm. Zores Abbas Asure, Amen and Moyev Maasri Maiseroni Bishviyis and Mekablim Geirim Mina Karduyim Mina Talmudim. Amen and Moyev Maasri Maiseroni Bishviyis, they made a takone, even though Amen and Moyev doesn't have Kedushas Oretz, doesn't have Kedushas Shviyis, but they made a chiv, they should give Maiseroni that the Aniyei Eretz Yisrael should be able to, since it's Nogdusha Shviyas and Amen and Moiv, they should be able to get some food from Amen and Moiv. Umekablim geirim mina karduyim mina tamudim. That means these were umis, that there's a shaila if it became ma'uriv in these umis, Yidin amzachayskimisht, mamzerim, now they all look like goyim. So the shaila is if you mekablim geirim mina karduyim mina tamudim, could they all look goyish, but could be many of them are nebuch Yidin and they're mamzerim. So he said no. Chagianovi said, Mikaduyim in a Tamudim, Mikabel Geirim. Tonik, Shenichnesu, Nichnesu, Bepesach Echot. When they entered from with one door, one after the other. Sheyotzu, Beshloyshe Psochim. They went out, each went out a separate door. What's Pshat in this? The Merdiket Taisus over here. Yotzu, Begimel Psochim. Shalayimtzaim kulam yachat. They were afraid. Yainison will find all three of them together. V'yikabchem ba'alochis. And they'll slug them all up. V'yitztauchu likvoya halocha kamoisai. So Mamele, so we don't meet him. We'll slug up one. No, but there's two again. We have roiv of chachma Yisrael now that amur di kizach. Inami, a second teretz, yotzu begimul psochim, kidei shim tzuuhu, v'yishmu tshubosa. They want to go in different directions to find this yoinison. But the first teretz is amur di ketoisfus. Poga boy be Rabbi Kiva. No. Rabbi Yoinison met Rabbi Kiva. Actually, no, he started asking him kashas. Fukmei, they put him to standstill. Rabbi Kiva did not know what to answer him. Upgefragt, all their rayas, whatever they had. Fukmei. Omaloi, atu akiva, sheshimcha hilech misayfa ilam vatsayfa, ashrecha shezachisa lisham, abavadain lehigata lereye boka. But you're not a roye boker. I saw an Ein Aliyo. Ein Aliyo says that we find by Chazal who, when they speak about mefalpo, about pilpo, shvorim shemenakchem ze, that pilpo is called koyech asher. That's called pilpo. You're not a mefalpo. Very shmeime is misayf oilam batsayf, but you're not a mefalpo. He's like, you don't have to be mefalpo. That's what he told them. Omale Rebbe Akiva filorei tzayim. He says, I'm not even a lemele. So then Eliyo says, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Bab Metzia, after Reish Lakish was nifter, so they were looking for a chavrusa for Rabbi Yochanan, they found Achzmir Rabbi Lozor. Whatever Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lozor Tanya the Messiah Loch, he wasn't a Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the dingzech with Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't dingzech. He brought him rayas. He says, I'm not a tzayin also. I'm not a lemela either. I mean, I still have far to go. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Didn't think sich in about he didn't think sich about this. Dachsmer once heard a meise that once Rabban Zechayna Levroche spoke to the Rogatchover going and learning, and the Rogatchover asked him, "Who are you?" So he told him, "I'm a balabos from Kletsk." He says, "For balabos, kennst du ganz gut." That's what he told him. Al Kaponim, but we see over here that other people also had different haroches from different gedolim. Let us see Rashi. Shechochem godol hoyo osvuru chachomim shuhu itira that he was mata. Kamo omdo milireis. Omale Rabbi Yeshua la Rabbi Doise. Amela Tamidecha Acha V'yeshef. There's another Talmud Isha sit down. They ask him, what did you hear? Doise hitiru shematem oi ben arkines, beloi doise. Stam shemano, ben arkines stam, ushmoi loi huska, they didn't say a name. Becher satan hu, chorev, vo'oimed al shmu osoi, vo'oise maise v'ene shov mishmu osoi lasis keram. He won't change, he's determined, and what he holds is right is right. So he said over from Chagai, Amin Amoyev, Yisraelim Adoim Be'eretz Amin Amoyev, the Yidin that live in Amin Amoyev, Shekibesh Moshe Misichai. Moshe Rabbeinu was Koivish this from Sichai, Veniskatshu Bikdushes Eretz Yisrael, Arshe Bebayisheni Botlo Kdushoso. This is Kedusha Rishayna, we'll see later, is Kitcha, Leshaito, V'loi Kitcha, Losed Lovet. V'zoirem B'shviyas. So, now it doesn't have Kedusha Sarachis, so V'zoirem B'shviyas. V'tiknu lahem Maiser Rishin, or Maiser Oni B'shviyas. K'mefarish Lakamo. They were Mesakim, that they should give Maiser Oni. Ibnei Parnosis Anim Sheberetz Yisroh Shein Lamalecho B'Shviyas Lefi Shebotel Leket Shikro Peye Bohilchim Shom V'Noitlum Leket Shikro Peye U'Maiseroni U'Mekablim Geirim Min HaKarduyim V'Lehem Rinin Mamzeirim Heim. We don't say that mixed up in these Karduyim the mamzerim mibnois Yisroel shabu aleim oivde kechovim, and akum bevet abor bas Yisroel avlad mamzer, so the Yiddish mamzerim, the Iker rabbonon, the posli, there were other rabbonon that passed. But Chagai said that goyim and mekablim geirim, pogaboy yoinesen berabbi kive. God, I saw the Iyun Yaakov says this Yoinesen wasn't the spoil from the member of Chagai either, because he said, what did Chagai say? Chagai said, Tzoras Abbas Asura. So, Tzoras Abbas Asura, you can learn two ways. You can learn Tzoras Abbas as Asura Liyomu. You can learn Tzoras Abbas as Asura Lishuk. He said, Tzoras Abbas Asura. So who do you know? My brother understood he meant to the Yovam. Good, very good. He didn't say more than that. He said, Tzoras Abbas Asura. So he wasn't the spoil. He has a whole shtick Torah. That's why he mentioned the other lochis. Also, to prove that he had meant Tzoras Abbas Asura the Yovam. Bal Kaponim, this Yoinesen was not the spoil from the member of Chagai. So the Gemara now explains the second halacha. Amen umayi ma'aschim ha'isaroni b'shviyis, da'om amar, harbe krochim kofshu oile Mitzrayim lekofshu oile bovu. That there were many cities that the oile Mitzrayim Yeshua was koivish, Mesh Rabbeinu was koivish, but by the second aliyah they weren't kibish them. And what is the din? Ukdusha rishayna kitcha leshaita b'loi kitcha losib loboi. B'nichum k'day shiismuchu alayim aniyim b'shviyis. And they left them that the aniyim they were bedavke, were not mekadish them. Because if they'll have kdusha shviyis, so then so then we have a problem. The Shviyas is no Chiyav Maisris. So we don't have for where the Aniyim should be able to eat. So they were Bedavke, not Mekadish them, that the Aniyim should have where to eat. Let us see Rashi. Ukdusha Rishoyna Dvimei Yeshua Kitcha L'Shaito V'loi Lo'asit Hilkach Zeirim Behem B'Shviyas Sheyismuchu alayim aniyim so there's a rebe shvius shismuch aleim anim lisker atzman lachreish velikzer, number one, there's mekaymes where they can hire themselves to work to make a panosa, void little leket shikra peya umayseroni. Let us see Taisvis. Amen o moyev ma'aschin ma'aseroni b'shvius. Perish pekuntres, Yisraelim hadorim be'eretz amen o moyev. These are Yidden who lived in Eretz amen o moyev. Shekiveish moyshe misichay. V'nizkatshu b'kdushas ha'oretz. V'achsho b'bay yesheini botlo kdushoso. And they left it, they weren't mekadishit k'day, that it shouldn't have kedushas frias, and they'll be able to be mispalnas from those mekayims. V'koshel rabbeinu tam. Doma b'peirik mokim shenogu, gimul arotzis labia. The three arotzis labia, Yehude v'eiver hayardein v'golol. And there's different zmanim when the zman beer is in these three mekayims. V'eiver hayardein. Who eret sichen v'oik? So we see klor alma shekitshua ilay bobel. We see that eret sichen v'oik has kedusha shvius. Here it says amin moyev is maasrim. There's no kedusha shvius. V'oimer rabbeinu tam. The hosom be eret sichen v'oik shloi hoiso shel amin umoyev. Aval eretz sichayn shekibesh v'amin amoyev leikitshu oile bovel k'demash mohoch. So the Rabbi Netam says one teretz, and this is Aliba Darashi, that sichayn v'oig was koibesh from amin amoyev. So the first time when they were loichem with sichayn v'oig, so they were koibesh, They took over what they were kaivish from Amun Amoyev. Some a male that had Kedusha Rishayin, had Kedusha Zeretz Yisrael. The second time, that where they were kaivish from Amun Amoyev, that extra territory, they weren't kaivish. Some a male today that, Sheyispanu Suanim. And that what the Gemara says in Psochim, the Eiver HaYardin, this, Shalish Arotzis Labir, that is a din beer of Eretz Shvius, that Shvius is Noig Beba Yardin. That is Eretz Sichen Ba'oig, the Chalik that they were not Kaivish from Amun Amoyev. Ba'oid Omar Rabbeinu Tam. So the first Mahalach is a Mahalach that we can find for Rashi. Ba'oid Omar Rabbeinu Tam. The Motzinu Lemeima Dehocha Be'eretz Amen Umoyov Shalai Kibesh Sichein Me'olam. We can say that we're speaking about the Sicher, that Sichein Ve'oig was Koivish from Amen Umoyov, not the whole Amen Umoyov. There was a Chalik of Amen Umoyov Shalai Kibesh Sichein Me'olam. Shalai Kitshu Afilu Oilei Mitzrayim. The Oilei Mitzrayim were only Mekadosh Eretz Sichen Ve'oig. So whatever then was in the boundaries of Sichen Ve'oig, which included a Chelek of Amun Amoyev, that was Mekadosh Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Chelek of Amun Amoyev that never was Nichbash from Sichen Ve'oig, that was never Mekadosh Afilu Kedusha Rishayim. V'chaymashme b'meseches Yodayim, the Medam Eloh Mitzrayim u'bovel. But the Mesechtus Yedayim, the Medam Amin u'moyov to Mitzrayim u'bovel. So what's the dimion to Mitzrayim u'bovel? Just like Mitzrayim u'bovel never had Kedushas Ha'oretz. So the same thing, there was never the Skadosh, v'la Kedusha Rishayne. So Amin u'moyov never had a Kedusha Rishayne either. So what is Pshat Nagamore though? The Omar, Rabbi Krochim Kovshu Oile Mitzrayim Le Kovshu Oile Bovel. If we're speaking about Amin and Moiv, Amin and Moiv, we're speaking about the Chalik that the Oile Mitzrayim were never Koivish. Vahachi Perushe Hoch. The Omar Ma, Harbe Krochim Kitshu Oile Mitzrayim Bo Oile Bovel, Loi Kitshu. There are many krochim that the oile Mitzrayim were Mekadosh, the oile Bavu were not Mekadosh. Vehinichom. And they left them kedei sheyismachu aleihem aniyim. They left them kedei sheyismachu aleihem aniyim, that aniyim should be able to be mispalnes. Alme, choshishu letakones aniyim. So we see they were chayish v'takones aniyim, af al gav demei eretz Yisrael hoyu. So that means our Gemara is not speaking about Amen and Moim. Our Gemara is speaking about other krochim that once had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is nimnu milekadesh. So they were meneye milekadesh to ensure that al kaponim daniyim will have a mokim lehisparnis. Is kosh gain ba amen o moyov, so amen o moyov shloin is kadish moylo. Our Gemara is speaking about amen o moyov that was never nichbash from sichon voig. So that chelik of amen o moyov was never niskadish. So vad givish a roi le sakein meiser oni bishvius. Play meiser sheini. Not that she give meiser sheini, she give meiser oni. So Verkert, the Gemara is explaining the Svore. They should give Maiseroni, so it's a Kalva Choyma. That Madoch, the Ayoris, and the Krochim, that were once Niskadish, they weren't Mekadish them a second time. Today they should give Maiseroni, so Avad Givis, there's no legitimate reason to be Mekadosh Amen or Moiv that was in the Skadosh of Hila Kedusha Rishayna. V'chein yesh l'foresh me Meseches Chagiga, and with this Mahalach, we can say Pshat the Gemara Meseches Chagiga. The Koma Nami Rabbeloza Hosam, the Gemara says in Meseches Chagiga, Amen or Moiv Ma'asrim Maiser Oni B'Shviz. The Maisa Maisa only Bishvis, Umaforish Matam, Harbe Krochim, the same Shtik Torah. So Lachere, we would learn Shat in the Gemara, that these are, that Amen and Moiv is from the Krochim, Shekov Shuayla Matzayim, Vlekov Shuayla Bo. So Taisa says that is not Shat, Vleboyla Meima, the Amen Umoyev Humikrochim Shekovshu Oilei Mitzrayim. That is not Pshat in the Gemara. That Amen Umoyev the Oilei Mitzrayim are Koibish. V'teida the Larabeleza Misavkele V'perekama the Megillah. Perekbeis the Shvuis. Isova Kedusha Rishayna Kitchelosid Lovi Oilei. Now, if we will assume that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchelosid Lovi, so what is Pshat and Rabbi Lozo? So what is Pshat Amen Amoyev Ma'asrin Ma'iseroni B'Shviyis? How could it be Ma'asrin Ma'iseroni? Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha Losed Lovi, so there's Kedusha Shviyis there, so there's no Ma'isres. So that is not Pshat in the Gemara. We have a problem. Rabbi Lozo says Amen Amoyev is Ma'isrin Ma'iseroni B'Shviyis. Rabbi Lezer is mesupik of Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha Lo'asid Lovi, so that's already a problem. So how could they be giving Ma'iseroni B'Shviyis if it's Kitcha Lo'asid Lovi? Rabbi Yebeperik Beis Vitaydo Beis Misafta Ve'akam of the Megill Beg Beis Yishvus Yisov Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha Lo'asid Lovi. Eloi. Rabbi Yeshua Svirulei Dekitcha La'osid Lovoi. Now, another guy. Rabbi Yeshua holds Klo Dekitcha La'osid Lovoi B'Megillah U'B'Shvuz. Afilu Hochi Islai V'Meseches Yodayim Ba'Amen U'Moyim K'Rabbi Lozo. But they give Ma'iser Oni. So, it's a Shrek. Elo Kochacho Ho Dekoma Hosom Matam. That what the Gemara says, a reason. Loi mi divrei Rabbi Lozos. That's not the time of Rabbi Lozos. The divrei Rabbi Lozos heim b'meseches yodayim. That what Rabbi Lozos says. that Amin Umayyav Ma'asrin Bishviyis, that's mentioned in Masechta Shedayim V'loiktani Lahosam. There it doesn't say this reason, because Kitcha Rishoyne, like Kitcha Lossed Lovoy, and they weren't Mekadosh it again. Of course, you can't say this reason according to Rabbi Loza, because Rabbi Loza holds the Kitcha Lossed Lovoy. The Shah says it. The Leman di Amalekicha hinichem milakadish. The Gemara is saying Alimud. If you hold Lekicha lasid loving, so hinichem milakadish af me'eretz Yisrael. That means we see, even though it was there was a kedusha reshaina, Yeshua was a mekadosh. Af al pi kain, they did not weren't mekadosh it again. Af shemayelzi, af mayelzi soil bishvilanim, they weren't mekadosh it. Tzadanim should have eichlis palmes. Lachain ein teimo. So therefore, if we see that they did not, they weren't mekadosh again, the mekaymes that they were mekadosh the first time, in order that Aniyetz is us to have Echlis Palmes, Ein Teimeim Gosol Amen Umoyev Meiser Oni Blei Meiser Sheini. So Memele, so it's no Teime why they were Mesakin the seventh year to give Meiser Oni. Even though Al Pi Cheshbin, if we'd be going with a Seder, the third and the sixth year is Maiser Oni, and the seventh year we should go back to the Seder of Maiser Sheini. But Al Koponim, it's very good. We're just showing how important it is, Maiser Oni, that even the Ayores, the one is Kaddish Kedusha Sa'oretz, the second time around the one Mekachem, that there should be Maiser Oni. Boho, Deshovik, Oche, Bechagige, Taimed the Kamar of Tav and Behedyeb and Meseches Yodayim. That means if we are speaking about Amen and Moyev, that was never Niskadish Afilah Kedusha Rishoyne, so why doesn't the Gemara mention Raptarfen's Tam? What's Raptarfen's Tam? Mitzrayim Chutzol Oretz, Amen and Moyev Chutzol Oretz. Ma Mitzrayim sheikroiva suo maisa oni kedei sheyismachu ale oni. Af amin amoyov. It's also the same thing. Since it's kroiva, they said it should give maisa oni. So why do you have to learn out from the krochim who weren't this kaddish kedusha rishoyne? And it's botlok kedusha, so they weren't the kaddish it again. Learn out from Mitzrayim. This is chutz la'oretz, that they were mesakin ma'aser oni kedei d'tanim shtei beichlis parnas. So the Tosfos answers, b'shem d'neichel leila ashas, the mashkachas taimo da'af beretz Yisrael einichem ulekadosh b'shvil nifakel, the Gemara holds that this is a better raya, that even though the mokim had kedushas ha'oretz, they weren't mekadishit b'shvil aniyim b'choshkein amin umoyev shehim chutz loretz. And amin umoyev, which was never niskadish, because it never was captured by Sichon Voig, about the gibis, that you shouldn't be mekadishit in order that they should be noisnim meiser on. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mekablim Geirim. This was the member of Chagei Anovi. Mekablim Geirim min HaKaduyim v'Talmudim. So the Gemara says, Eini botoni romi b'yecheskel. Ein mekablim Geirim min HaKaduyim. Ina mekabl Geirim. Omer Avashi kartuyim itma. Romi b'yecheskel is not speaking about Kaduyim, he's speaking about Kartuyim. That's a different Umer. The Omri Inchi Kartuyim Psulim. The Kartuyim, they were called Kartuyim Psulim, because in this Mokim, there were Mamzerim Nebuch that was Nisar of Benei. Ve'ike da'amri, others learn to shackle batai as follows. Toni romi ba'yecheskel. Ein mekablim geirim min ha'kartuyim. You're not mekabel geirim. So the Gemara says, my lab, haynu kartuyim, haynu kalduyim. In Chagai said, we are mekabel geirim from kalduyim. Omar avashi loy, kartuye lechud ve kartuye lechud. Kedomri inshei kartuye psili. That's the kartuye psili. Rabbi Yochanan, let us see, Rashi, Kedusha Rishoined Bimei Yeshua Kitchel Shato Veloy Laosi. Ilkach Zer Ben Beshvi Yishis Mecho Aleim Aniyim Liska Asma Lachish Ulikza Vaidlito Lekit Shekapeya Maiseroni. Ein Mekabelen Geirem Beforish Lekamon Shemamzerim Heim Me Yisroel that there were Mamzerim from the Yidin Shenitmu Shom that became assimilated together with the Goyim. But there's Mamzerim there. Zegt de Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yochanan v'sabi yedomri tavayu, ein mekablem geirim mina talmudim. We're not mekabel geirim mina talmudim. That's not like Chagai. Chagai said mekablem geirim mina talmudim. So Moses and Miyama Rabbi Yochanan hochi, vosnan kol aksomim aboim mina rekim toirim. But if a beged with a kesem on it, a kesem shel dam, comes min harekem, the toyer, because, what does Rashi say? Haksomim shenimtzu bibgodim haboim mirekem, a beged that came from rekem, he saw a kesem, stahirem lefishay loigozru al kismei oivdei krechovim. It seems like the shayla is on the tomb of the beged. So, ksomim is Adam needed the rabbonon, Adam b'loy hagoshe. So by, it seems by a kesem of Israel, so the beged is tomei. But kol aksomim aboy min harekem tahirim, because there I can assume that it's from goyim, there were goyim there. Rabbi Yehuda metame, vibnei shehem geirim v'toyim. That even though you walk into Rekem, it would seem that all of them are goyim, they all look goyish and act goyish, etc. But there was geirim there, there was geirim, and the geirim am zich kishmat, but there's still geirim, there's still yidin. And therefore, so if a kesem comes from Rekem, we have to be afraid that this kesem comes from a ger, that that's a kishmat, it's a mamela, but it's tomei. What does Rashi say? Shem geirim v'domam metamei. V'toyim shem miru dosam v'shmat themselves. V'gozru al kismeim, sh'af al pi shechotu, even though it was chotu sheheimiru, they shmad themselves, Yisraelim hay. That is, so we have here, amachloikis, the Tanakam erab Yehude, ksomim haboy min harekem. Mibein ha'oivdei kechovim, but what if you have ksomim that come from the shtet, it seems, which were known, only Goyim lived there, not Rekem. Rekem was debatable. It's Tahirim, then it's Tahirim. Mibein oiv de kechovim, she'en Yisrael dorim sham. So then it's Tahirim. Kaposig v'tani, we learned. Mibein ha'oiv de kechovim, v'afilu min Talmud. So it seems all other Rekim was Machlekes, but it seems all the other Mekaymes were Gayishim Mekaymes. Vafilu min Talmud. So if a Kesem comes from Talmud, we can assume that it is, but if we have a Kesem that comes from Talmud, we can assume that it's a Gayish Kesem. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Zayisei Meres Mekablim Geirim mi Talmud. So it's a Stephen Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya from this Mishnah that Mekablon Geirim mit Talmud. And before we heard רבי יריחנו וסבי דומה תבעי מקבון גרם מן התעמודים. Ritei mezois v'loi svirelei. That's right, from the Mishnah it would seem that they're all goyim and all makaymis, including Talmud. But he personally is choylik on the Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Yochanan alochi kista Mishnah. So the Gemoyen says, Amai roi ninu v'alibed Rabbi Yochanan. So machlikis amai roi malibed Rabbi Yochanan, what the din is by Talmud. Vafilu mi Talmud, Alma lav besofik Yisrael kaimi. They're not besofik Yisraelim, they assume the body goyim. Mekablim geirim lemrinin Yisraelim amzerim. Let us see Taisvis. Kol aksomim aboyim irekim tohirim. So Taisvis says, af al gav, the Berekim, what is the svar of the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama holds that they were all goyim there. So Taisi says, Aval gav the Berekim, nami haba Yisrael, there was ich a yidin rekim, kedisnan bereish gitten, af ameivi min a rekim min a chegi, yisei befon a nichta, befon a nechta. So al kaponim, so you see there were yidin that lived in rekim, so how can you say, את כל הקסומים הבוי מרקם תוירים. זאת היסוס אינסוס, מקום הקים קסומים הבוי מרקם תוירים. It's no steer, it is איך יידן that live in רקם, the love the ישראלים נינו. These קסומים that we find are not יידיש קסומים. The ישראל מצניים קסמיים. A ייד, if there ever was a קסם, so they used to hide it. They were careful that it shouldn't get into, that it shouldn't get in contact with people. So, Mamelis, if we find a beged with a kesem, a kochach, it's not from the Yidin, it's from the Yairim of Talmud, the Yairim of Rekim. No, he holds these the Yairim are goyim. Va'oivdei kechavim adorim shom, oivdim kechavim geburim. Lo Yisrael mumrim, not the way Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yochanan v'savya omri emekablum geirim min atamudim. Teime eichi polig Rabbi Yochanan achage hanovi. Eischage hanovi said klodo mekabel geirim min atamudim. B'shem asob Rabbi Yochanan shloi omro achage meyolo. Koposik v'tonis, Rabbi Yochanan was medayik afilu mitalmud. It says, mibein oiv de kechovim, it's tohoirem. But see, afilu mitalmud. So Taisa says, teime dulme levad mitalmud. It means, it's not necessary that it's koilu all mekoimis. Namrinim bekama de gitten loy levar mibovos.